now.
Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay, awesome. I apologize. I know that you tried to reach out to us. Unfortunately, when I answered, it just wouldn't connect. So I decided to release the line and give you a call back. I'm sorry about that.
All good.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you for understanding. Am I speaking with Tyler, is that correct?
Taylor,
perfect. Thank you. Tell me, how can I help you today?
I'm trying to do my Google verification.
Okay, awesome. Let me go ahead and just pull up the Google business profile here.
I'm looking at that. I took all the photos I think required and business documents.
Okay, awesome. So I did go ahead and open the Google business profile. It looks like you're actually the owner, so you added us. Thank you so much. I can definitely confirm it does need a verification. Let me just add the address here, and it should tell me what kind of verification we'll be doing. Typically, it is a video verification. Okay, yes. So it's a video verification that Google is requesting. Now, what this means is that you would need to log into your Google business profile using your cell phone because it has a camera, right? So that would be the first step, is to make sure that you're able to log in directly to your Google business profile. Once you're in there, that's where you're going to be able to do the actual video, okay? Now,
one email I had was it was saying photos, needed photos of the vehicle, photos of my registration, stuff like that.
Yeah, so there are times where Google might request that information, and I believe that we're trying to go ahead and get ahead of that. But in this case, they're asking just for a video verification. Usually it shouldn't take too long to complete. I believe the video should take about 2 minutes here, but I'm definitely confirming everything here. And again, yes, it definitely looks like it's going to be a video verification. Okay.
Sure. Okay. I did just upload some of those photos anyway, but, so then how do I get to my Google business page to do that?
Okay. Good question. So let me go ahead and get you the link here. Actually, since you're already the owner, this link should get you there right away. Let me just find it here. Sorry about that.
Nope, that's all right.
Perfect. So I just sent you a text directly to this number. You should get it at any moment now. And it's just going to say business.google.com. Once you press on it, it's going to go ahead and take you directly to the Google business profile.
Sign in. I don't know what my email is because I have an Outlook email. Would that be it for my business email?
Okay, let me double check which one, because I believe you added us to your account. It looks like it was a Gmail here.
Is it taylorferrell@gmail.com?
Yes, that's correct. I was going to send it to you by text just to confirm. Okay, perfect.
I will probably, so I'll deal with it later, but I have an Outlook email right now. And I know with Google, you're only allowed to have X amount of emails. And that's why I had to make an Outlook, because I had too many Gmails. I want to go through and try and delete a bunch of my old Gmails, and I might make a new GNOME Improvement Gmail once I can delete enough to be able to have a new one. When I do that, is there any way that we'd be able to go into the business profile and change the email on that or no?
Yes, actually. So what would happen is you just make sure to leave this email alone, right? Meaning that just don't delete it until you have the other one ready, right? Once it's ready and created, then you can actually add it yourself, or you give me a call and I'll help you. Since you're already primary owner, all you have to do is just go on the Google business profile and it allows you to add another person. And you just add your own email, and that's when you'll switch ownership. But typically, it's going to take about 7 days to switch ownership, okay? So, again, don't delete that email at all. Just wait until all is good, okay?
Until it's all switched over, and then, okay. And I'll probably call in and have your guys help when I do it.
Oh, of course. I'll be more than happy to. So just have that email ready. For now, it looks like you can log in using the email, the Gmail, right? So just try to, if you can, I would definitely recommend to try to complete the video verification as soon as possible. Because if you do the video verification, I would say in about 3 to 5 days, it's going to be on Google. And that's when we can start modifying things, right? So Mm-hmm. So the information, of course, we have emails, and I could definitely walk you through it, of course, right? So you just have to
make video verification going to be, like, public?
That's a good question. No, I won't even be able to see it, to be honest with you. It goes directly to Google. It's basically just for their eyes. It won't go on, let's say, your Google Maps or anything else.
Right.
It's just to verify that it's a legitimate business in Google's eyes.
Okay, sounds good. And I know I'm going to have to deal with it later because I don't have a lot of time right now, but I had one of my friends see one of my ads come up. Maybe you can look into it real quick. Let me go. He texted it to me. It was saying that I was in California, which I'm not. So I want to make sure that gets fixed.
Oh, yes, of course. I definitely would need to see what's going on there.
I'm trying to find. He texted it to me, and I text a million people a day, so let me see.
Oh, I appreciate that. So
at nomeimprovementllc.com. So he was, I think he was through one of the links, I'm not sure, but it's saying services in Costa Mesa, California.
Okay.
And with holiday lighting.
Understood. I'll have my team take a look at it if you want to. You could also send me a screenshot directly to this line, and that would actually allow my team to see how that's showing up as well. But again, I'll make sure it's for them to check the actual service areas here for you. And that way they update on the Google Ads as well, okay?
I'm going to send it to you right now. I just downloaded it. Hold on. I'm just trying to find it.
Awesome.
Of course, again, a million work photos, a million text messages, a million phone calls. Never quits.
Well, that could be a good thing, right?
So, right. Yes and no. There you go. I just sent it. So he sent me this screen cap from his phone saying, hey, I didn't know you were working in California. So I said, nope, definitely. I am not. I need to get that fixed.
Okay.
I don't know where he found it or what link brought him to that, but I'm sure you guys will be able to figure it out from there.
Yes, I'm actually looking at it right now. Just give me one quick second, and I can tell you where that is showing. I believe it's your website. Could be the website. Okay, so I'm definitely going to have my team take a look at it, make sure that all the service areas are up to date. And you mentioned this was for the other service. Okay, give me one second. Okay, perfect. So I'll have my team investigate right away. That way we can have that updated, okay?
And then I also, I saw that the website went live, and I've started seeing my ads on Instagram and Facebook and all that. If I end up, as I do work and I have more photos and stuff, I know through the hub I can, upload photos. Can I just, spam that with photos that I get, and you guys will use what you need to use where you need to use it?
Yeah, you can definitely go ahead and add photos to it, and then we're going to use them everywhere we have access to. So
cool.
You'll definitely see them updated all the time. And there's also a gallery that's going to show all the photos that you have on there. And the best part about it is that you can change the photos, delete photos, right? So you'll always be in control of your time for seeing.
And I know I do kind of seasonal specific work, or I would like to advertise specific work. So, for example, I'm now partnering with a guy who does metal fabrication, and we're making, metal hand railings. So I like advertising where the ad that goes up on Facebook or on Instagram or wherever it goes is for that one specific thing. Saying, Gnome Improvement now is doing custom hand railings, blah, 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 whatever the hell I do. Is there any way I can call in and get into the marketing side and talk it over with one of them and say how I kind of want it to look?
I could definitely see if basically talking directly with our team, including Facebook, I don't see why that wouldn't be a possibility. We would just have to maybe set up an appointment. So just do me a favor, whenever you do think of the right way maybe to do it, just send us a text and just say, look, can you make me an appointment with our Facebook team? It's regarding the Facebook ads, right? So that's definitely a possibility. That way we can set up that appointment for you and
cool.
You can speak to them, okay?
Yeah, because I know when I first was setting this up, I can't remember at what phase, but someone was saying that I could talk to like the website designer on how I want the website to look, or talk to marketing people on how I want the advertising to look, because I do some seasonal stuff. So not anytime soon, but I do Christmas and holiday lighting, right? So I don't want to be advertising for that right now, but come September, October, I want to start advertising for that. So I want my advertising to kind of switch. And I'm not going to advertise for anything but Christmas lighting during that season, right?
Okay.
Or, like, all my yard work I'm doing, I don't want to advertise for yard work in December, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, yes, we definitely have clients that are similar. They do tend to make the changes. They may just add them, right? But as well, we could just make a complete change if it's needed, okay?
Right, just kind of during different seasons. And like, right now, it's kind of off-season, so advertising for just generic stuff, totally fine.
Awesome.
But, so if I would just want to call this number and say, hey, I just want to schedule over the phone meeting with someone in marketing and go from there.
That's correct. So you could either speak directly to a customer service, right, and then we'll make sure you speak with the correct person, for example, either Facebook or even our web design team. So it's
right.
You can speak to the right person.
Copy. And then I'm also not very privy to technology and social media. I don't do any of that stuff. When you say Facebook, does that include Instagram, or are there two different things?
Normally, they should be attached, right? I believe if you already attached to it, then they're linked together, right? But that would
copy.
Be just actually, let me just – yes, that actually looks like if they're linked, they'll definitely be able to see the ads on Instagram as well. Let's say if
copy.
They
post
something. Perfect.
Sounds good. So they'll post Facebook, it'll show to both. Okay.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
Not – I don't do any of the social media shit. I've started doing it because of work. That's it. So I don't know how any of that stuff works.
Not to worry. The good thing, again, right, is when you speak with the Facebook team, they'll definitely go over that with you just in
copy.
Case, right? You always double-check is a good thing.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. That works for me. That's all I needed.
All right, awesome. So I'll get that fixed right away in regards to the service area because it looks like it's on your website. So within, I would say, 24 hours, it'll be gone, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.